The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea. I was telling Manny that I had said on Friday, which I hadn't said for a while, don't call me the last 5 minutes of the program. So three of you did. So I'm just going to stop saying that. I guess I could say don't call me now. That would work. No. All right, 855-99-37569. And today is Star Wars Day because may the 4th be with you. I probably need to say that a lot of times because I'm so embarrassed that neither of us got it. Right?
Yeah.
And both of us, we're sort of mostly more tuned in usually than that. But we got hit one too many times in the fight. We were on Manny's side and our boy didn't do as well as we liked. But all right, so we did a story last week that said I think it's San Diego is contemplating passing a law that says you can't buy cigarettes until you're 21. It turns out, which I didn't know, that New York already has that law, which I didn't know. I mean, I suppose I didn't know it because you see 16-year-olds smoking all the time. So we're asking the question, smoking, drinking, and driving all have age restrictions. What else do you think should have age limits and why? We got a bunch of responses. What would you say, Manny, on this one? I know my big one, I know, but you go first.
Something else. I would say, wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how to put it.
Put it gently. Yeah.
Well, it has to do with driving. It's kind of, I think the amount that the elderly should be allowed to drive.
Wow.
And by
elderly, I don't. All right. What's your definition of elderly?
Well, see, that's why it would be tough because I think you have some people that are of the elderly that can handle being on the road behind the wheel better than others.
Yeah.
At a specific age.
Somebody was telling me that their mother is 93 and still driving, and I'm going, no!
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's adorable.
No. I mean, and at that point, I think if you're 93, whether you can handle it or not, I think at that point, you've lived a good enough life to where, you know, you shouldn't have to drive yourself anywhere. People should be willing to drive you someplace.
Well, I think it's not so much that you worked hard enough, is that people want that sense, first of all, I think, of independence.
Yeah.
But the idea of a 90-year-old, I think in a lot of states after, I don't know what age it is, I think it may be 60. And it probably varies from state to state. You have to come in and get your eyes tested. You have to come in and take a driving test.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So, but that's an interesting one, that there should be some restrictions. And as I said, you have to, it's not that you can't drive, it's that you have to come in, I think, and either take an eye test, and in some states a driving test, and in some states both.
Right, yeah. No, I'm all for that. I'm all for that.
All right, yeah, because the idea, I mean, we call my mother Crash. I mean, she was driving, and I'd driven with her a couple times, so it was truly terrifying.
Mm.
So, I get the question a lot of, you know, and what I say is take the car in for repairs and then call up the DMV and they'll request that the person come in for a driver's test.
Yeah.
And hire somebody who's cute to the opposite sex to drive them around.
Well, makes sense.
Okay, I'll tell you what, mine is the opposite end of the spectrum and actually has to do a little bit with with the email from last hour, which is, I wouldn't put restrictions on sex per se, because I think that would be impossible to to police or enforce. But I would put restrictions. If we're up to me, when a baby is born, because we're very close to being able to put like a chip in a baby's heel, which will have your phone number on it, your social security number, be able to track you, you know, in the same way we do with puppy dogs. I mean, we're not very far away from that. And I would say that you couldn't have... You could have sex, but you couldn't procreate until you passed the test. That you were capable of raising a child, which probably would mean that you had to have achieved a certain level of, you know, at high school graduation, you had to have a job, you had to, you know, be in a stable relationship. Because, you know, I don't think sex is the problem. I think children having children is the problem. It destabilizes society. It certainly puts women in a very secondary position. We were talking about people on food stamps, and you know the poverty becomes genetic if you're not careful. Just because, especially if there's, you know, the best example I can give you is India, which was having an alarming birth rate. So what they did was they put movie theaters in every small town, and they put out new movies two or three times a week. And with the idea, if people had something to do at night, they just didn't go home and procreate, and so the birth rate stabilized. And I've done some work in some third world countries with kids, and the idea of doing exactly the same thing, of getting them DVDs, so that if there was something to do in the evening rather than just hang out with each other, that the birth rate drops down, especially for unwed young people. And the idea is, especially with DNA testing now, boys can't walk away any longer. They can't say, well, you know, it's not mine, because it's very easy to find out if, in fact, it is. And it's equally, I think, devastating. Well, it's not equally devastating, because quite often the girls end up taking care of the baby. But for a boy, a young boy, to have that kind of financial and emotional responsibility, and certainly the financial may be legal, the emotional should be a moral decision. But so Manny and I are working at opposite ends of the spectrum, but... I think they're equally dangerous society of people who don't see very well driving a several thousand pound missile at 40 miles an hour, or more likely 15 miles an hour, and you're passing them at 60 miles an hour, of children having children. So let's see what other people said.
We'll start with Marquita, and she says childbearing. She says, I also think, as with driving, you should engage in some sort of education and be able to pass an exam. Too many people are ill-prepared and unequipped for raising children. These children will eventually become adults. Statistics would have it that children of ill-prepared parents often become ill-prepared parents themselves. What a horrible, unnecessary, and preventable cycle.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, for example, the Catholic Church, because I have a couple of friends who are married recently in the Catholic Church, and they have to go through, especially for a first marriage, have to go through pre-Canaan before they can be married in the church. So, I absolutely agree that parenting is the most difficult job any of us ever undertake. And we are ill-prepared for it. If our parents did a great job, it seems seamless. And if our parents did a terrible job, we tend to do the opposite, which usually doesn't work any better. So, and we're talking about, and how we actually enforce it gets to be tricky. As I said, I've been trying to get sex education in the schools I finally stopped just because I realized it's not going to happen, and you can only bash your head against a wall so many times. But the idea of not only birth control, but also parenting. And there are schools that are trying to do it. They're in the 80s in particular, they had the thing where you carried around a 10-pound sack of flour, or you carried around a robot that beeped every 45 minutes to be fed, or you carry around a soft-boiled egg, or a raw egg, and take care of it. So there are really attempts to sort of say what I would call is the offsetting, the Mary Tyler Moore school of life, that, you know, that being a single parent is the world's easiest and most glamorous thing to do, and a baby has just become kind of a fancy accessory, because it's not. And again, I think that two adults, whether married or living together, are relatively easy. I mean, who cleans out the dishwasher, who picks up the laundry, or who gets up first in the morning? But once you got a baby, somebody got to take care of that baby. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, so we're talking about the fact that there are restrictions on driving. You have to pass a test. That there are age requirements in terms of drinking. Or I suppose technically not smoking. I don't know if people could be busted for smoking cigarettes if they're under age. I don't know, given the fact that they decriminalized marijuana, my guess is not, but I don't know.
I think there is restrictions in some places, yeah.
Well, I mean, there are getting to be fewer and fewer places you can smoke, so.
Right, yeah.
that may be one of them.
There is that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Although, I remember when we were kids that kids could go out to the rock pile and smoke. Even in high school, I can't believe that they let people do that.
Mm.
But I don't know if they have. I mean, there are a lot of places that say you can't smoke. You know, you can't smoke within X number of feet of this. So, all right. So there are two votes. One of them mine about some restrictions on being able to have children.
Mm-hmm. Lorraine says restriction on starting school. Keep children stress free a little longer.
Say that again. Could you do that again, please?
Lorraine thinks that there should be a restriction on starting school and keep children stress-free a little longer.
So she doesn't... most kids start school at, what, 6 for first grade. Some I think New York now has a mandatory pre-K. So she's saying, I don't know what age she'd like them to start.
Yeah, she doesn't really say.
Well, and the issue that it's an interesting concept because the social trend is going the opposite direction, isn't it? Because more and more moms are working, quite often out of necessity. It's one of the things we talked about of the sort of obliteration of the middle class, that since 1970, workers' wages haven't increased at all, and cost of living has. And so the way that the middle class has coped is threefold. Number one, women going to work. Number two, working longer hours. And number three, credit. Of which, I mean, they're not ideal solutions, but the idea of there, for example, in a lot of countries, you can put kids in a communal environment to be taken care of at essentially from several weeks old. I think a lot of places it's 6 months. It used to be in this country that you couldn't put kids in daycare till they were toilet trained, which was usually around 3. 2.5 for girls, 3 for boys. But that's gone away as well, just because there are moms who need to work to support the kids, to support themselves. So the tendency is to go in the other direction. The question is it stressful? And I would, it's not that I disagree. I think that it depends what... How many kids are there? What the mission statement of the situation is? Is it to learn or to play? The personality of the teacher, the personality of the kid. So I hear what you're saying, but my guess is that we're going to be going in the opposite, you know, getting kids in communal situations earlier rather than later. But it doesn't necessarily have to be stressful.
Let's go to Bess. Bess says, getting tattoos. You should be 29. You should be 29 years old. Then most people will have enough sense not to get them.
I know. But I think the two growth industries are going to be hearing aids and tattoo removals. Okay.
Genevieve says, there should be an age restriction on cosmetic surgery. Many operations are risky and should not be performed for that reason.
Well, it depends. I mean, I know parents who've said for their sons or daughters' 16th, sweet 16 party, they get them a nose job. So, you know, I think it depends what the plastic surgery is. Breast implants, I think you have to be, well, I think you have to be out of your mind to do that. But you certainly, presumably, I'd go more for 29 for that, as well as the tattoos. But if a kid feels that they're, I mean, I tend to agree with you. I mean, that kids under the... Look, here's the deal. As far as I'm concerned, before you have plastic surgery, you should be able to pay for part of it, and which means that you have some kind of job and you have the sense of it's worth it, because plastic surgery is not inexpensive, other than for facial deformities, and I think that's a different category. But for strictly cosmetic surgery that... Well, I suppose facial deformities fall into cosmetic surgery, but the idea being that I don't like my nose, or I don't like my chin, or I don't like the size of my breasts, or that I don't like, you know, that I'm going to have liposuction, which is not very safe either, that you should at least be able to pay for part of it, which means parents aren't going to be doing it, which means that you then see if it's worth it to you. But I know kids who really have felt that their life was changed because they had a different nose. But you're right. I mean, the older you get, I think the more you sort of figure, it's what I got.
Stephanie says, tanning bed use.
I think, haven't they become illegal in a lot of places?
That I don't know. But I know that there's
a lot of ways
where they're still being used, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I remember, it wasn't a tanning bed because I don't think they existed, but I remember going to my prom and deciding that I definitely needed to have a suntan, and was, of course, I mean, I don't tan, I scorch, and, you know, and I was not the only one there, and we used to use baby oil and iodine. Why we don't all have skin cancer is not clear to me, although a lot do, but...
Amy says, having babies, if there was only a way to enforce it.
Yeah, exactly. Well... I don't know. Look, there probably is. It's draconian, and there's going to be a huge discussion about it. But basically, I mean, you could when girls hit puberty. The problem is that boys. The clue is probably boys, not girls. First of all, your biology is much simpler than ours, and so the probably is you put a little spigot in or something. That you can have sex, but you can't, you know, that your sperm count, that you don't have viable sperm until you've reached a certain age.
Glennis says...
We're moving right along on that, huh?
Well, actually, not so much, because Glennis says breeding for obvious reasons.
Breeding, that's a nice term, yeah. Once we just take all the magic out of it, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Kathy says...
Well, wait a minute. Let's put on... It just occurs to me. Let's put on Facebook. Would you be... If there was a safe... I mean, we give kids vitamins, right? We give them shots for DPT. The vaccine thing. But if there was something that we could give both boys and girls that was safe, that just basically made them infertile... until, you know, they pass the test, would you be in favor of that? Why or why not?
Okay. It's a good question.
And I think, yeah, we have to have it, and be as specific and as complete as you possibly can, because, I mean, in theory, you could, boys' biochemistry is much simpler than girls, but still, I mean, that once one boy is, you know, that we've sort of said that it's okay for him to go and have kids, does that mean he's going to hit a whole bunch of girls? So I think we need to do it for both. And the point is that we're probably to the point where we can, I mean, we could certainly prevent implantation, but that's a whole different issue. And for a lot of people, that's a very, you know, what we want to do is prevent conception, not implantation, I think, if we're really thinking about this. So let's put that up. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, hey, Dr. Joy, how you doing today?
Doing good, Ian. What's on your mind today?
Well, excuse me. I was wondering how would I go about my son letting my mother see my son. I mean, let his mother see my son.
No, letting your son's mother see your son.
See, yes.
This is not easy. Okay, why does she not let you see the child?
Well, because actually, I don't know. I mean, I go to his T-ball practices. I go to his T-ball games.
Right.
I do I pay $200 in child support.
How much did the two of you agree with that, or did the courts agree with that, or what's the story?
It was our agreement, so that we wouldn't have to deal with all the red tape.
Well, does she want more? I mean, did she ever let you see the child? How's the child?
He's 5.
Did she ever let you see the child?
Yes.
When did she stop letting you see the child?
When and why, I don't know. But
no, when?
No. Well, it was about last year.
Okay, so what happened
when
last
my parents year? When my parents got involved in it?
Okay, what was your parents?
Because she acts like you know, just because he was my parents, they say they're going to do something and they don't do it. You know, they say, well, we're going to call and we're going to come by, and they don't do it, and she's afraid that I'm going to be the same way.
Well, but what's the arrangement? Had you ever let him down in terms of saying that you'd be there and then not showing up?
Absolutely. Well, maybe once.
Well,
once, and that might be it. You know, 9 times out of 10, I'm there. That's the only one time that I wasn't.
Well, was the one time a year ago when your parents did the same thing?
Yes.
Well, that's the problem. Have you seen the child now? Have you kept up the $200 a month every month since last year?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So when is the last time you actually saw your child?
Last Christmas.
All right, so we're talking about 4 months ago, 4.5
yes.
months ago. And when was the time you saw the child before that?
I'm sorry?
When did you see the child before that?
October. Late October, early November.
All right, so it sounds like how far away from the child do you live?
Well, we both live in Jacksonville.
All right, so not very far away.
Right.
All right, so...
he lives on one side of town, and I live on the other side of town.
All right, so... When you say has your ex remarried or married?
No.
All right. So
no, she hasn't. She says she hasn't, but she says that if she does, it's none of my business. Where I think she's wrong.
Well,
because
with the two of you were never. I mean, I think she should inform you. It's not your business per se, but I mean.
Because if she's with somebody and you know, and she's letting him see my son and everything.
Well,
I think I need to know. You know.
Well, Ian, you need to be careful about that. That attitude is pretty belligerent, and you were never married to the mom, right?
No.
You got to be careful about that. Listen, I think the best thing I would do is I'd call her up and say, look, I'd really like to see Junior. Tell me what will work for you. I'm willing to babysit. I'm willing to see him under, you know, whatever works for you. And I'll
right.
tell you what, I'll make you a deal that the first time that I say I'll be there and that I'm not, before you can let me see him next time, I'll give you $100. So that'll keep you honest and it'll make her understand that she has some control over it.
Right.
Okay. Do you have record?
Right.
Do you have record of the
payments?
Yeah.
Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't.
You need to have a consistent record. Whether you give it to her
right.
by check, whether you give it to her in cash, and she gives you a receipt, and you can make out the receipt and just have her sign it. But should this ever come up, you need to be able to prove that you've been supporting that child in exchange for visitation.
Because that might hurt me. I mean, even though I have some of the receipts from the money orders. When I have some of the receipts from the money orders, I mean, I have some of them, but I don't have all of them, and I'm afraid that might hurt me with the food stamps.
Well, why? Because.
Because I just have some of them and not all of them.
Well, but you can, I mean, you just need to become a better, you just need to become a better accountant, a record keeper. But, you know, as long as you have a majority of them. Listen, the point is not the receipts. The receipts are important, but not crucial.
Right.
What's really important is you saying to the boy's mom, listen, I want to be a good dad. I want to be reliable. I'll be there. You know, let's figure out a way that will make sense for you. But if you treat her as an enemy, you're going to have less access to your child. And I would just point out
right.
to her that it's really important to you to see the child because you love him and because you know that children who grow up with both moms and dads in the family do better. And you'll
right.
do whatever you need to do is to make it convenient for her.
Now, I have another question. Is it okay if I ask you now or should I
go ahead? Go ahead and ask.
Okay. My girlfriend, she feels like... Just because, I mean, I'm trying to treat her nice. I'm trying to be good to her and everything. And she feels like just because her ex-husband treated her like, you know,
How long have you been out of the... How long has she been divorced?
Last year.
How long have you been dating her?
Since September.
Great. You were dating a married woman. Listen to me. How long had she been divorced but when you started dating her?
I met her after she got divorced.
How long?
I don't know. I think 2 months.
Listen.
July, August, September.
You hear my dreaded one-year rule that people shouldn't date till a year after their divorce is final? This is okay. The reason why. That she needs to get over her marriage before she can be there for you. Because otherwise, if he yelled all the time, the first time you yell, she's going to figure that, you know, that you're just like her ex. There's not going to be able to convince her. No matter who you are, she's not over that marriage. And I think what you need to do is say to her, look, I'm really crazy about you, but I don't think you've been out of your marriage long enough. Let's take some time off, and, you know, 6 months from now, I'll come and find you, and we'll start all over again, because you need to understand I'm not your ex. But you don't. That's why you don't date people in the first, you know, the first couple of weeks or months after their divorce. They really need to be on their own, to be separate. And you've got a lot going on with your child, and it's really hard to manage a brand new relationship and trying to convince. My guess is that it's not that the other thing that you're not telling me about your visitation with your kid is that you take your girlfriend, and you can't do that. Stephanie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
I have a question for you, but first I want to tell you how much I appreciate you've helped me with my mom.
Cool. Well,
thank you. Just listening to you on the radio and everything else, I mean, our relationship has improved a lot.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so here's my question. I want to know if I should continue to have my son remain close to his two little friends that are moving out of the country in September.
How old is your son?
He'll be 4 in June.
Well, how would he do that? You mean to not let him play with him between now and June?
I know this is crazy. I mean, this is my friend and my friend and her kids, and they live blocks away.
Stephanie,
Stephanie,
I don't think the issue is your 4-year-old. I think the issue is you. And we don't stop loving people because we think they're going to move or die, or, you know, you love people because you love people. No, I would not. And he can have pictures of them, and he can email them and stuff like that. I don't think this is about your 4-year-old. I think this is about your 4-year-old's mommy. And I would have the same advice to you. That you'll miss them when they're not here, but the point is, it makes no sense to stop being involved with people you love just because they may not be here forever.
Okay.
Nobody's going to be here forever. Of course, you continue to let your son see them, and you see them.
Okay. I wasn't going to stop seeing him. I just wondered if I should, because, like, they go to school full-time together, and then they...
It'll be okay. He'll miss them, but he's not going to miss them a whole lot less because you stop having him see him at this moment. I mean, that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
And I'm her friend. I wouldn't want to do that to them. I just wondered if maybe I should start kind of putting him in different situations.
No, he's 4 years old, and, I mean, he can have pictures, and he'll probably miss them, as he should, but he can also maybe even have some other friends that come along with the two of them so that he has some other friends to be with, and he's 4. Again, I think that this is much more about your issue because you're a grown-up and you get it than a 4-year-old who doesn't particularly. But you can have pictures together, and he can email and write him letters and stuff like that.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Well, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Stephanie. You hear that part of the theme of the last couple calls is dealing with kids and their parent when you're crazy about the kid and not so crazy about the parent anymore. And the clue is to not, you know, to take the C word, which isn't the word you think it is, out of your vocabulary, the C word being confrontation, that you need to negotiate and remind yourself that at one point you were crazy about this person. The emphasis may or may not be on the crazy, but this person doesn't have to be your enemy. And if you make them your enemy, if you participate or contribute to that mindset, you're making things much more difficult for you, for that other person, and most importantly for your kid, who's going to feel caught in the middle. So the idea being that don't get stuck. You know, if you're in a bad place, if you're in hell, keep moving. All right, so we have to figure out a way out of this. You're looking for solutions, not blame. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, what we're doing now is talking about the fact that as a society, we agree that kids should not be able to vote till, I think, what, 18 now, that they shouldn't be able to join the armed services without parental consent until they're, what, 17 and a half. That they shouldn't be able to drive, depending on the state, until they get a license and sometimes get a learner's permit. And it depends on the state. I think there are some states, which as young as 12, you can drive a tractor. But I think in most states it's about 16 or so to drive. That there are now rules about drinking, and there are about to be rules, and there already are rules in many states about how old you have to be able to buy cigarettes And the idea is, in theory, that you're not supposed to be able to smoke cigarettes for that. And I think for even for marijuana use, for states in which have decriminalized marijuana, you have to be over a certain age. That for kids, it's still not legal. So the question is, what other restrictions should there be? And clear that the notion is, which I agree with, it's just we have to figure out a way of doing that is moral and not reprehensible. That says, it's one thing to have sex, but you can't, because you're not ever going to be able to prevent people from having sex. I mean, you can just say no, and you could, and contraceptives, I mean, there are certainly reliable contraceptives, and I have known people who snuck the oral contraceptive into their daughter's orange juice, but that's not kids taking responsibility. And that it probably should be something that is equally incumbent upon males and females, so that you have to pass the test to say, all right, I'm ready to have a kid, as opposed to, oops. Because it destabilizes society. It makes poverty endemic and genetic. And it doesn't really make any sense. So that's another question we put up. And obviously you guys agree with me. Manny wants to get people who can't see very well off the road. All right, so let's see what else people have strong feelings about, or even weak feelings about.
We continue on with Kathy, and Kathy says the age of, and she put in quotations, continuing to drive needs to be challenged.
Aha, she's on your side.
Retest every 2 years after you hit 70.
70 is pretty generous. I think there are some states where you have to take a driver's test. Great. All right. What else you got? She's with you on this one.
Although I probably would have the age a little bit more, a little bit older.
You'd have, 75, 80?
75, close.
Well, I think you at least need an eye test.
Yeah. Because I think most people in their 70s are still pretty...
Yeah.
In pretty good shape to drive. I think once you get to 80 is when you...
Well, I think, you've got two factors. First of all, you want people to be able to see, and you want the reaction time to be relatively, I don't even know how you measure reaction time, to be quite honest.
And it's tough, too, because everybody is different. I mean, some people at, one person at 73 is going to be different from another person at 73.
Yeah. That is true.
So... It's a dicey one.
So maybe we could push that up to like maybe 80, 75, something.
Yeah. Okay. We continue on with Chris, and she says, excellent question. What is the purpose of an age restriction, and why trust those who mandate it? We are a nation of restrictions, and are we better for it? Sometimes restrictions are ridiculous. For example, you can have a baby, vote, and serve in the military before the age of 21, but you can't drink. I've lived abroad and find that Americans love making restrictions. I root for minimal government restrictions and let society rely on common or individual sense and values.
All right, so read the last sentence. I mean, she's saying, people love restrictions. Got that.
The last sentence says, I root for minimal government restrictions and let society rely on common or individual sense and values.
Well, but the whole problem, I hear what you're saying, except that if we rely, common sense, as someone said, isn't all that common. And, I mean, if you ask kids how old they should be when they were doing something, I mean, they'd say now. My reaction time's better than my dad's. I pay more attention. And we know actuarially that that's not the case. We know that kids are under 18 or under 21, especially males under 25, are much more likely to be in an accident than any other group at any other time. So, I mean, and besides, there are all sorts of restrictions on all sorts of things. So I think saying, well, in this one, I don't like the government involved. I mean, I'm sort of sympathetic with that, but saying let's count on people's common sense isn't sensible. It really is not. Because we already know that that people left to their own devices do not necessarily behave in a commonsensical manner. So, you had me up to... you had me up until, all right, no restrictions. And it's not that I'm in favor of great restrictions. I just think that counting on people to be sensible about it is unrealistic.
Bill says...
You're already giggling.
Bill says Facebook comments...
Absolutely. What's the age? I absolutely agree with you. You have to be over, you know, you have to have an IQ over the age of over 100. That's rude. All right.
Larry says, asking people what should have age restrictions.
Well, that's not an age restriction thing. I get it. You guys are offended by the question. Tough.
I think they'll survive. Wendy says, having children and pets.
Pets. That's an interesting. Well, as I mentioned, having gone with a friend to a shelter recently, that the whole issue about getting pets has changed a lot. That you have to fill out these forms and you have to say that, you know, I mean, there's just all sorts of stuff about it.
Sue Ellen says, getting married, let's reverse the process, making it more difficult to get married so people really think about what they're doing and they make, hopefully, a mature and wise decision.
Well, there are any restrictions about, in a lot of states, that you have to be a certain age to get married.
And she goes on to say, if that's the case, and in the end, the marriage doesn't work, then make divorce less complicated than it is now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've said for a long time, I thought that that basically marriage should be harder to get into and easier to get out of, because otherwise you trap people in the middle. And that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And then the last one here from George. George says, for having kids, I'd even go as far as to make sure they have a permit to have kids.
Yeah, that's it. You have to take a test or something. And I think you could make it sort of appealing to people, in that you could get some bonus, you know, like a coupon off your hospitalization, or you could get a coupon that would allow you to, you know, to buy, you know, to get Pampers at a reduced rate or something. I mean, so there would be some kind of reason to do it. So. Alrighty, well, it's certainly a cohesive thought that people are not crazy about people just being able to willy-nilly have babies. I agree. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at Dr. Joy. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.